Well, 2012 can be called a year of political change. Many countries, including the United States, Russia, Japan and South Korea, all held their general elections. Today, we're going to look at general elections during 2012. Zhen Chengguan has more.
And whether I earned your vote or not, I have listened to you. I have learned from you. And you've made me a better president. And with your stories and your struggles, I return to the White House more determined and more inspired than ever about the work there is to do and the future that lies ahead.
That was U.S. President Barack Obama shortly after winning his second term in office in November 2012. Obama defeated a Republican candidate, Mitt Romney, in the tightest race for the White House in decades. Though winning the elections, the president's second term will not be easy. Bruce Jones is professor of political science at New York University.
The U.S. economy is exposed to and integrated with the global economy now at a scale that's substantially different than was true 20 years ago. There are rising powers who have greater influence in world politics and greater influence in international security than was true even 10 years ago. The Middle East is in turmoil, and our allies and our stakes in that region are substantial.
In Russia, Vladimir Putin won the presidential election in March, returning to Kremlin for a third time.
Thanks those who blessed the great Russia. I promised you we would win and we won. We won in an open and honest battle. Thank you.
Putin has vowed to build Russia into a stronger global power. Zhang Yi, researcher at the Institute of Russia, Eastern Europe and Central Asia, believes Russia's relationship with the West is a priority for Putin.
Russia still has strained ties with the West, but they will try to find common ground to move forward.
In East Asia, Japan's Liberal Democratic Party won a landslide victory in parliamentary elections in December. The win helps party leader Shinzo Abe become Japan's prime minister for the second time. Abe said strengthening the alliance between Japan and the U.S. is a top priority. He also wants to improve ties with China. Relations between the two countries entered a historic low in 2012 due to an argument over the disputed Diaoyu Islands. Japan's former Noda government attempted to buy the islands despite China's strong opposition. In the same month, Japan's neighbor South Korea elected its first female president, Park Jong-hee. Park vowed to achieve national unity and overcome partisan wrangling during her five-year term. Her as South Korea's president marked the final of general elections in 2012, which also took place in France, Mexico, Venezuela, Ghana, and so on. Qu Xing is director of China Institute of International Studies. He says despite so much political change in 2012, a lot remains the same for 2013.
In the United States, Obama was re-elected. In Russia, Putin and Medvedev just switched their position. In South Korea, Park was in power, but she comes from the same party with former president. The key factor lies in Japan, where the opposition party was returned to power. Therefore, their foreign policies may change more, relatively.
Analysts will be watching closely to see what lies ahead for the next 12 months. For CRI, this is Zhen Chengguan.